It's 7 minutes now after 10 o'clock and time for Kaleidoscope. And today we get to talk with Linda Franzen with the Cottonwood County Historical Society. How are you?
Good, thank you. Good morning.
How's the summer going?
It's going really too fast.
That is for sure.
That's always the case, isn't it?
Yes. Now, are you getting some travelers coming through?
Yes, we do.
Have you had some people come from far away?
Let me think. How far away would it be? I think so far it has been mostly people from the Twin Cities that are kind of passing through, going west. And Windham seems to be a nice place to
It's a nice halfway stop
exactly.
to a lot of places.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Or it's just 3 hours from the city's good place to take a break.
Yes. And I'm sure one of the first things they do is poke their head in the gallery.
That's correct. Yes, the art gallery is always the first room in the museum that people like to go check out. And for our summer show, it's Shelley Cord Swanson retrospective. And like I think said previously, she was a cartographer, and so she taught at Mankato State when it was like before computers, you might say.
So
a lot of it's hand-drawn items, and so in this retrospective, she kind of shows the different areas of kind of her expertise. Then once she retired from that, she got into making map quilts, which are quite interesting. And so she has some of those in there. And then now later on, she's been taking knife making classes, spoon making classes. And so there's quite an assortment of things in the gallery.
And if you haven't had a chance to see it yet, you really need to stop in. And this show will be there all summer.
Yes, all summer, yeah. The other interesting thing is that the logo of Windham was designed by Shelley, 1985. And it was a contest the city put out there, and Shelley won. And they're still using it today, that same logo.
That's pretty neat.
It is.
It's a very identifiable logo.
It's
a good one.
Yes, it is. Yeah, we're lucky.
Yes. All right. So we've got the art gallery. What else do we have going on?
Well, I think I mentioned in May that the cotton quilters were going to come and bring their challenge of the year to the museum and hang them in the meeting room. And they did that the first week of June, and that was there for Riverfest. And what it's called is the Roll of the Dice Challenge. So they rolled one dice, and it told them what colors they were to use. The second roll of the dice told them what design element they could use in their 20 by 20 quilt wall hanging. And so they are just amazing to see all the differences and how people interpret different things.
Right.
And so, they hang in the meeting room. So if you come in, take a look at those as well.
Is there an explanation of the dice then,
too? There is. There's a sign that, an explanation of the Windham cotton quilters, too, in case people are not familiar with them. They've been around for quite some time. And, of course, they're always looking for members, too, people that love to quilt.
Sure. There's a lot of them.
Yes, there is.
Yes. Very good. Yeah, so another reason to stop in.
Exactly.
And if you need a third reason to stop in, do you have a third reason?
I think I do. In July, on a Saturday, we're going to have old-fashioned games in the meeting room. And so if you want to come by yourself, you'll be able to play the games with one of the staff people, or bring a friend, and we'll kind of remind you of the rules of the game. They're usually printed on the table, and of course the gals will be there to explain it to you too. So checkers, backgammon, battleship, Chinese checkers, Candyland. Those are just some of the ones that come to mind.
Yeah, all those great games that you played as a kid.
Exactly.
Now, what day is that?
That's going to be Saturday, July 11th.
Okay.
And the way they worked it last year is 11 to 4. So, come and enjoy an hour, spend the day, whatever time you have.
Yep, and you don't have to stay for the whole
time. Exactly. So. Just come and play the game that you want to play, and then you can take off.
Come and go.
Come and go, so that's
very
right.
Very good. Uh-huh. A lot going on over there.
Yes, yes. Uh-huh.
And as always, we encourage people to stop in and check it out and use the Historical Society, too.
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah, we're a wonderful research facility, so stop in and check that out, too.
Are there other things we need to mention today?
I think that should do it. We do have, just for a limited time in our gift shop, some patriotic items for sale that they've been made by our volunteer, Mary Meyer. So, again, be just for a few months that we'll have those available. So if you're interested in updating some of your patriotic design in your house, check it out at the museum.
This would be a good time.
Exactly.
Yes. Mm-hmm. All right, Linda, thank you for talking with us today.
Thank you.
And if you have questions, how do you get a hold of the Historical Society?
Well, you can call us at 831-1134. You can check us out on Facebook and also our website.
And you can always stop in.
And you can always stop in.
There
and everybody have a wonderful 4th of July.
Very good. Thank you for talking with us. That's Linda Franzen with the Cottonwood County Historical Society. And that will do it for Kaleidoscope this morning on KDOM.